Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Fridge magnets often contain a lot of wisdom, and laziness is quite a popular theme if you look at them. With pictures of slumbering cats, I enjoyed the following three. One said, "If I won the award for laziness, I would send someone to pick it up for me." Another said, "For some reason I feel tired tomorrow." And a third one said, "I'm not lazy, I'm just highly motivated to do nothing." Well, you've got the point. Laziness is a common experience and always has been. The writer of Proverbs wrote about it on a number of occasions and clearly feared it. Without the support of a welfare state or a supportive family, a lazy person would soon starve. It was as simple as that. The problem with the lazy person is that they never get round to doing anything. They find their bed too attractive. Later on in the book of Proverbs, the writer describes the way in which a lazy person is anchored to their bed. He writes, "As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed." They live in a dream world, failing to face up to the challenges and yet thinking of themselves as incredibly wise. The Apostle Paul ran into the problem of laziness in the church in Thessalonica. What was particularly infuriating to Paul was that they gave a spiritual reason for being idle. They were so convinced of the imminent return of Jesus that they gave up their daily work, but Paul would have none of it. True, Jesus might return at any time, but God wants us to be busily engaged in his work. Paul pointed out that he'd been working hard day and night in his ministry and was very harsh in his attitude to those who tried to avoid work. He said that those who were unwilling to work should not eat. He also urged the Thessalonian Christians to keep away from idle people because he was so fearful of their influence. Whether or not laziness is a problem for you, be sure of this. While we have breath, God wants us to work busily for him. Now let me ask you a question. Why is laziness so damaging? And what could you do to avoid it? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the work that you've asked us to do. Help us to do it with enthusiasm and energy. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.